We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, you can join me this weekend, 7:30 at Twin Peaks Davy for the Dos Equis Watch Party. Come watch top 25 matchups, enjoy Dos Equis specials, chance to win a 60-gallon Igloo cooler, and you're registered to win two tickets to the college football semifinal playoff game at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. That's Saturday night, 7:30, Twin Peaks in Davy.
All right, well, Brian Billick was, by the way, was pretty nice to the officials.
He was.
Said, it's not that bad. Guys should know. I think they do know now. There's no question. But they're still going to try. They got it. You got it in your pocket. You might as well use it. You're not going to lose it. And what if? What if you get the call your way?
Right.
Whatever way you need it to go. Non-call or call or whatever happened on the play. But it's going to be really, really interesting. There's a lot going on. We talked about this early this morning. Adam Silver going through his first real problem that he's had.
Huge problem.
Well, he's been good in the NBA,
sure.
Right? He comes in, takes care of the racist owner with the Clippers. He's a hero. Everybody's applauding him, right? He's the best. Great job. Gets a guy to come in and overpay for the
way
team.
Yep.
It's one of the wealthiest people we have in this world. And he buys the team. Everybody's value goes up. I mean, things are good. Then your sport is spreading around the world.
Globally, like you've never seen
like
before.
Right. Next to soccer, it's second most popular sport in the world, which kind of, you forget about it. Sometimes we live here and we go, wow. And then you go, no. Basketball is everywhere. It's growing.
All
over. Guys are getting better. You find out where they come from. The leagues are popping up right and left. Players know. People know that if, it's a way out wherever you are. And so it's been good. And then this thing with China pops up. The seven words said by Daryl Morey
right.
Has changed everything. Everybody wakes for the big cat that's making the most money in China. And he comes out and says a bunch of stupid stuff. And actually sounded really uneducated on the whole thing. Now, I don't think he's uneducated. I think he took the stupid pill on it.
Sure.
And knew what was going on. But it's a first time, and Hollywood brought this to my attention first thing this morning. He's right. It's the first time Adam Silver has had an issue, and the players are getting on him and screaming at him, we didn't do anything, why do we have to go through this? And he's trying to calm down everybody in China who's pulling games off TV and shutting down stores and advertisers going, I'm out. And the government made it pretty clear. I thought it was a big warning to the NBA. Next time this happens, it's going to be a lot worse than what we just did.
Right. It's a lot of money out of the owner's pockets.
Which
put Adam Silver in a bad position.
$4 billion, not to mention, I don't know if that $4 billion is part of the money that all the big sneaker guys are making from Adidas and Nike and Under Armour and anybody else that you want to put in there that's got a shoe contract.
Mm.
There's some big ones.
Wade's Company, too. Remember, that's out there.
Wade's Company, yeah. Even though Dwayne doesn't have to comment on it,
no.
But he would be affected by it like everybody else.
Well,
so
if this was Dwayne's last dance this year, he would have to make a comment on it. Like, he got out right in time before the bleep hit the fan with the shoe company in the country where his shoe company is.
Well, everybody wants to hear from the big guys, right,
of course,
on this. Nobody
right.
wants to hear. If you got a team that doesn't really, you don't see their shoe and they're not a superstar, nobody's going to want to hear.
Ira brought it up yesterday. Udonis has got to deal with the Chinese company. Like, he's not being asked questions.
No.
Right.
No. And those guys want this to go away, man. Whether it's personally, they're investing their money back to have restaurants and everything else. Listen, I've never been to China. I will never be in China. But it's a big, big market for the NBA and those guys. That's why those guys in offseason spend so much time. So, yeah, this one will be interesting. Then we turn around and talk about Roger Goodell and the problems that he constantly has. Most of them are minor, but he does have a big one. And it has to do with one that he inherited he had nothing to do with. He, in fairness to him, he's done everything he can to fix it the best you can, which, by the way, the problem will never, ever go away. Helmet to helmet is not leaving. There's no way. Accidental, on purpose, doesn't matter. You're never going to get away. Right. Guys are going to collide, and there's going to be helmet to helmet. I've said this forever. Guys used to do it on purpose till they found out, I could end up like the 50-year-old guy just killed himself or doesn't know what day it is right now. CTE is, in brains, and a lot of guys don't want to get tested and are scared and everything else. So it's a big problem. It's a big, big problem behind the scenes. Now, the everyday fans don't hear about it, but it's going on in a lot of guys' lives right now, including every franchise has former players. When we go to functions, like the alumni weekend, there's a couple of guys that you have to introduce yourself that you've known forever and say hello. And see him again later that night, right. Say hello to him again and introduce yourself. And so those things are going on, and guys know, what they're getting into, but this owner's got an ongoing problem behind the scenes. It's a big one for ownership and everything, and still trying to grow the sport.
Right, and it's not an easy fix. That's the problem. There's not an easy solution at the end of the tunnel for Roger Goodell with this. This is going to be something that goes on for a very long time until they come up with some sort of medicine or some doctor that knows how to cure this, and it doesn't look like it's happening anytime soon. So, yeah, Roger's going to have to deal with that at the forefront for a long time, probably his entire tenure as commissioner until that ends. This will be the top of the line of problems.
Yeah.
Not referees and pass interference and Antonio Brown and that. It's going to be the CTE.
Well, that will be the big one, and getting a deal done here with the players. And
That's coming up too. Yeah, he's sure.
That's
about
coming
that.
Up next 2 years. So he wants to get going on that so they don't get down to the wire on that one, and try and figure out how many games we're going to play. And safety is always going to be number one. And honestly, when I hear a dumbass that plays in this league complain that the safety's gone too far, they should suspend that guy for being stupid. Because that'll be the same guy 20 years from now when he's affected, bitching and want money from the league.
Right.
So the league tried to protect you. You bitched about what are we doing to players now. You can't hit, you can't do this and that.
The game is soft. That's my favorite.
That's the one thing. Listen, you just can't be a full-time hater here. When a guy goes high on another guy, even launching into a quarterback. We talk about the soft touches where the hand barely touches the helmet. But when a guy lifts and goes up high.
No, come on.
Into the chin, to the face, to any part of the helmet. I got no problem. I don't care if you kick him out, to be honest. You want to kick him out of the game or whatever. Well,
look at Perfect. Like, look at that. This guy's had a history of doing this. And finally, John Runyon, who used to be a player in the league, said enough is enough. Like, we're going to put it in front of Derek Brooks, another guy who played that position.
Yeah.
And they literally said, 12 games, that's it. You're done for the season, and good luck finding a job there. I bet you he has a problem finding a job next year.
How about this one? You think the Raiders, we're talking, you just mentioned him, so Vontaze Burfict. So the Raiders lose Antonio Brown, do all this stuff. Vontaze Burfict, helmet to helmet, you're gone. And now your left tackle, Trent Brown, who you just gave a huge contract to, had an unbelievable comeback here with New England. New England got him rehabbed. One of the biggest son of a guns, 4 years, $66 million contract. Domestic violence.
Yep.
And the league gets any smell of domestic violence.
Suspension.
And the red alert's going up in New York, and you're going, oh, boy, whatever it is. The girlfriend with the child, we've seen that story before. But the Raiders, I mean, left tackle, wide receiver, and your middle linebacker.
Yeah, it's pretty important positions on a football team. Now, is a Trent Brown thing
Well, listen, man.
Because if that happens, can he get away with just that being,
We saw a linebacker, San Francisco.
You're right.
Whatever
you're right.
Happened to that guy, by the way? Who was the guy from Alabama?
Oh,
People are mad the Dolphins didn't take him.
Right. Oh,
went to 49, went to, was out Tampa Bay, got in more trouble, still with the same girl. I can't remember.
I forgot his name.
Somebody, 56022, who's the old linebacker's name with Alabama?
It'll come in a second.
And then everybody was mad we didn't take him. Had a shoulder problem, actually, at the time. And
what the hell was
it? Reuben Foster?
Reuben Foster.
Is he still playing? It's a weird one.
I don't think. Remember, Washington picked him up, remember? Remember he got picked up by Washington, got hurt? I think he's on IR on the Redskins roster.
Wow. That'd be fitting.
Right.
That'd be fitting right. that he's on Washington.
I really think so. I think
and injured. Yeah. That would be the fitting one. All right. Well, listen, we got to go to break. 560-22, 560-22, if you'd like to join us and give us your thoughts on everything we've been talking about. We've got all kinds of stuff. Glad to hear the coach talking, too, about what do you do with all these quarterback situations. There's going to be a lot of teams that realize they got a Tannehill. You know what else he said was really interesting? He said 25 to 27 games. Bill Walsh used to tell his coaching staff, Brian Billick was a Walsh guy, out there was with him. He said 25 to 27 games, you know if a guy is going to be a franchise quarterback or not. So, you know, I was just thinking why he said that. He just kind of quietly threw that in. A little more than a year and a half. Like sometime in the second year of playing full time, it should kick in. That was an interesting one.
Flores only needed three.
Tannehill only needed 115 games.
That's a big difference.
I'm joking.
Josh Rosen and Ryan Tannehill, 3-117.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Yep. Hey, folks, we have your fantasy football fix tonight. Zach in the Nose live 6 to 8 p.m. before Thursday night football tonight. We'll answer all your calls, your tweets, your texts, the whole deal, fantasy football. The new week of the NFL starts tonight, NFL Thursday Night Football tonight. Pretty good game tonight, Kansas City and Denver. And we'll have all your fantasy football stuff 6
at
to
Denver.
8 p.m. tonight. Yes, Mile High.
Denver will hang tough, man. They've won a couple here.
I know. Pat Mahomes, big question about that as well, about if he's hurt or not. But 6 to 8 p.m. tonight, we will have a fantasy football show for you, Zach and the Nose.
All right, got a lot of stuff actually going on besides just Thursday night football. We also have the Yankees again tonight.
That I think rained they play out the next four nights if it goes that far.
Got rained out, and so going to make it up tonight and see what happens with the Astros. I'd love to see that series go seven. That would be
fun.
That'd be a fun one.
It's two good teams that you're watching. I still can't believe Washington's sitting back waiting. Nationals just sitting back waiting for the series to end.
Unless somebody would have told you they'd be in the World Series to start with, and then second, I'll be waiting to see who they're going to play between the Astros and the Yankees, who, by the way, between them, won two of the
ridiculous.
Best records, both over 100 wins in the regular season.
I told you ESPN had that percentage as of like May 23rd or whatever. The Nationals to win the pennant were like 0.07%. Yeah. Like it was just a ridiculous – like if you would have taken the bet there, you probably would have gotten 1,000-to-1 odds that Washington would win the NL pennant.
So Bryce Harper turned down $300 million. They offered him $300 early, and he was like, and I guess it was a kind of a strange setup the way they wanted to do it, but he was, you know, like, yeah, I don't, you know. And anyway, he kind of blew him off and went with other offers to see what everybody was offering. And the Giants tried to get him real hard, and no. So he got the Phillies deal, got what he wanted, a little bit more money and more years and all that stuff. I always wonder, he got his money, don't get me wrong, but he's going to get his money no matter where he was. How do you feel when you leave? You're supposed to be the best player on the team. He was. He's supposed to be the best player.
Right.
You can name the pitchers.
That's fine.
You can name the third baseman. You can name anybody you want.
Everyday guy.
And he leaves, and they're in the World Series. And they knocked you out of the playoffs in the regular season at the end of the year. They knocked you out. That was, you know, bad enough. He, you know, very easy to dislike the guy to start with. He's a very easy guy to dislike as a superstar. And then on top of that, your team, you thought they couldn't do without getting all these young guys. Rendon has had an MVP kind of year at third base, pitching their 1-2 punch next to the Astros 1-2 punch.
As good as anybody, right?
They're just unbelievable. And here they are. It's incredible.
Going through
the Dodgers, going through the Cardinals, and now waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, going to be waiting a few days.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple more days before they even schedule that first
game.
I still think they should troll Bryce Washington and invite him to throw out the first pitch game one in Washington.
There is no
way.
That'd
be the ultimate troll job.
He would, first of all, get booed when he came out.
Of course.
It'd be loud boos.
They should cheer him. What do you mean? You left. We didn't give you $300 million. Look at us now. Throw out that first pitch, you bum. That's what would happen there.
We don't see that very often, but yeah, everybody's had fun with that. And I'm sure he's doing fine wherever he is.
No. Listen, I'm not talking about bank accounts. That's fine.
But let's face it, the job that he did, and they were going to fall apart without him and all that. You're going, no, we're just fine.
Yeah. They're better.
250, 260 batting average. We're good, man. They're good.
They're better without him.
So a lot of young guys play well on that team. They know what they're doing. Pretty good feel for it as well. Everything comes back to drafting anyway, doesn't it? You know, we talked about the Brady Belichick thing, and we're going on two full decades of what they've been able to do. That story has been unbelievable. We may never see it again in professional sports under today's salary cap, same draft system for everybody, and yet for two decades, the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets have been pretty dysfunctional through a lot of front offices, ownership in some cases. From top to bottom, everybody's been cleared out. Right. How many coaches have been fired from the three teams through the years of Belichick and Brady, and they've been together? We will never see anything like this, including a quarterback that said he's going to play till he's 45.
And I maybe, believe him,
and maybe telling the truth now because we're getting closer.
How old is he? 42.
42.
He gives you two more seasons. That'll just make me vomit.
Well. Their defense, and now this year he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to be a killer.
He's got 10 touchdown passes. He's had two games, hadn't had any.
The defense is scoring.
Their defense and special teams together have outscored two teams in their own.
Oh.
Think about that. I saw that stat the other night. They've scored more touchdowns and special team scores, defensive scores and special teams, than two teams in the AFC East. Defensively, they've outscored them. Offense, Brady, no, we don't need your numbers. We'll just take special teams and defensive scores. This might be, on paper, their best. I mean, stat-wise, nothing close. Because the points per game, the sacks, and the takeaways defensively.
Ridiculous numbers.
I mean.
Ridiculous numbers. Best defense in the NFL.
And guess what? They're not going to be able to go to the Pro Bowl because they're always too friggin' good to go. They pass. They go, we'll be in the Super Bowl. There's two bowls. We'll be in the Super Bowl in Miami. You guys go to
the Pro Bowl. Orlando?
I think it's still in Orlando.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they moved it back to Hawaii, maybe. Right.
Let's give people a chance to win Joe's Dough. By the way, the word this hour is flower. That's flower, F-L-O-W-E-R. Text the word now to 72881. You'll have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word flower to 72881. You can win $1,000 of Joe's Dough. Your next chance at the top of the next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, so we've been all over the place. 56022. We got a lot of text messages that have come in, and we don't always do a great job of getting to all of them. What do you got coming in?
For? Someone just two texts said that Bleacher Report's now reporting Kenyon Drake's on the trade block. Dolphins have had conversations with teams centered around Kenyon Drake, and the team has indicated they would likely trade him if the right offer presented itself. Drake, who's had no extension talks with Miami since camp, would like a new opportunity. Bleacher Report is reporting that right now.
Oof.
Looks like Kenyon Drake might be on his way out.
All you have to do is tell them you want out, and apparently they let you out.
How about this one? Joe, as an ex-player, considering all the work you do for the team as well as ex-teammates, aren't you angry at what they're doing right now?
Yes.
Yep. I could answer that for you.
Mm-hmm. Don't like it. Yep. You can't let everybody out that wants to go.
Yeah.
You can't. I knew Kenyon Drake wasn't happy. I had a sense recently.
That's your guy.
Well, he is my guy,
yeah.
And I should start with that. Right. I do.
No, but I know you talked about it on the air before.
I do like Kenyon,
yeah.
Off the field and everything, and I know that was a tough one the other day when you came out and I saw who was starting at running back, and even though he got a lot of touches and stuff in the game, he's obviously frustrated with what's going on. And how everybody's being used. I don't know. I just went through this with Omar, right? And Omar's going, we should trade him, get what you can for him. And you can get a draft pick for him.
Ian Rapoport now also reporting that.
So, but here's the problem. What are you going to get me, a six-round pick?
Yeah, you're not going to get much more than that.
You get a seventh-round pick?
Yeah.
You can get a fifth-round pick?
Maybe you get a four.
We're not even very good picking those picks. Why? Why?
Maybe you get a four.
I just, it's just.
Someone just texted in, Drake to the Chiefs, please God. They need a running back.
Let me tell you something. You put him.
I know, on a good team
like
that.
In that offense.
Wow.
Where things are spread out and he can carry it and go out and run routes. And he's going to be, he won't be the fast guy on that team. But he ain't taking a back seat outside of one guy by too much. I mean, he can run. But.
Someone just texted, Drake has sucked this year. He's not that great anyway. You got a fourth-round pick.
That's bullcrap. First of all, I'm so sick of people saying that. This team, look around this team before you decide who's good. Because if you think Kenyon Drake's bad on this football team, then let's talk about everybody else that's bad,
right.
The whole team. It's hard to look good when you don't play with guys that are very good. As somebody said, half this team, half this roster probably wouldn't be playing in the league. The
practice squad guys, yeah.
So I just get tired of people saying this guy can't. I know. So all the guys that aren't playing well, which most of the team have been up and down, just like Kenyon Drake, and we're going to say they all can't play.
Text just came in. I'm starting to lose it. If we trade Drake, I'm done, guys. I'm a Drake fan right there.
I just love how Kenyon Drake's worked the last couple years. He's worked out just fine. Wasn't crazy about his role, but had 9 touchdowns, a part-time player last year.
Yeah.
Catching the rock, a couple of nice runs as a part-time. And listen, he had to back up Frank Gore. I get it. So now he gets in this situation. But for people to just come out and say, all these guys suck, I just don't think it's fair because it's hard to look good. This has been my theory. It's hard to look good every play when you don't have good guys around you. And when you have really good guys around you, guys like me can look good playing when you got Nat and Jimmy and Mark's brothers and everybody else and Tony Nathan and Marino throwing it. When you got a good supporting cast and a good offensive line and then you put some big dummy in there, you can look good. Everybody looks good.
Cameron Wolf just tweeted out, wrote in our NFL Nation trade target piece yesterday that Dolphins running back Kenyon Drake is a candidate to be traded before the deadline. The team hasn't viewed him as a feature back. He's in a contract year. I think he could be had for a mid-round pick. It does not look like Kenyon
whatever
Drake will be
whatever
on this
happened trying to sign him. What are we trying to sign him?
Mm.
Are we just because of his situation and he's not happy or whatever? And listen, he's tried to come out before the game, get the crowd going, get going. Yeah, he's had some drops. I agree. He's had some drops. But, man,
Drake has been screwed over by every coach here. I'd love to see him go somewhere where he could really showcase his skills. Can you imagine Belichick with Drake? Oh, my God.
Maybe you're right, man. And he can play. Like, if you don't think he can play at 25, he's only 25 years old, the other thing. So that draft that we really liked.
Xavier Howard.
Tunsil.
Drake.
Those three guys.
Hakeem was later in that draft, right?
So yeah. We'd be down to one
just
guy on
Hakeem,
that thing.
Right.
And the one thing Kenyon can do is he can flat out run. We've seen it according – I'm not just talking about outrunning a tight end to the end zone on a crazy play last year. He's had a lot of big plays. So you got to ask yourself, why is it not happening? Well, look what he's playing with.
Yep.
That's
what's going on right now in the top.
Look, we don't need another. First of all, we don't need another mid-round draft pick.
No, I don't think so either. I think
need it. You got all the picks you need. You got all the ones, twos, and threes you need. We don't need any more.
We like Drake, but he wants out. Then bye bye. There's a difference between wanting out and demanding the ball. Someone said, Joe, you're a blind-ass fan. I mean, you act like Drake's a Pro Bowler. If we're tanking and starting over, you might as well start with the people that want to be here. Running backs are a dime a dozen.
Oh, God.
Drake's too much of a freelancer. He's developed the dropsies. Peace out.
Okay.
That's what happens when we're about to trade someone.
Some more guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just disagree. I mean, it's fine. He hadn't been perfect.
Oh, look at this. The bleeping idiot front office is in desperation mode, fire-selling this team like the Marlins. Screw the draft picks.
I don't know. Does anybody get excited about a fifth or sixth round pick?
Not me.
Why should I?
Yeah, not
what
me.
Have I seen the fifth, sixth round picks get me so excited?
I haven't
excited?
Seen twos and threes that have been good.
Wise. Why? Wise. I'm a wise guy.
Ugh, everyone complaining about the penalties who our future quarterback might be or Drake. I'm just here waiting for more OJ tweets.
Well, when he brings in something fresh, we're going to have it for you, man. Good. We're going to be ready to go.
Right. Watching the internet at a sports bar.
Right.
Yeah, man, I ain't going to lie to you. I saw the Kenyon Drake thing coming, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I know.
No, I knew it was coming.
I know, you're right. By the way, let's be nice to the people right now. Be
what caller, do you got?
Caller number five, right? I'm trying to get away from Joe. Caller number five right now, 305-567-0560. You win a pair of one-day GA tickets to the Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford. It's coming to Fort Lauderdale Beach November 23rd and 24th. Right now, caller five, 305-567-0560, a pair of one-day GA tickets to Riptide Music Festival.
Everybody out there, as we continue on here this morning. So, all right, man, I'm trying to be a good sport about it. I do think it's going to happen. I think Kenyon.
I mean, if he kind of wants out, you know how the end of the story goes.
Well, is that the other message? So if everybody that's not happy says, I want out of here.
I mean, it's working. Look around the league. Look around the league.
The problem.
Kiko wanted out. Laramie wasn't happy.
I don't know how much you can get for a guy, though, that's contracts up. Right?
No, you're not going to get much. Unless talk to Kenyon and you say we're going to sign
you. You get a deal, you know, worked out and you need it. But he can help somebody, man. You say Kansas City.
Well, that's a team that right now, Damian Williams, LeSean McCoy, those are kind of your guys. But if you get a feature guy, neither one of those guys really are feature guys. Damian, I thought, could be. He's really not. He got hurt in the beginning. LeSean is older.
Well, the biggest thing with Kenyon Drake is he's got an extra gear. And he made, listen, over the last 2 years, minus what's going on right now, which I think is really hard to evaluate when everybody's going, oh, this guy's, well, if we're going to talk about guys who are really consistent, having great years, it's hard to find anybody. There are some guys that have, like, starting to play better, and there's no question about it. But I don't know. I was hoping that Kenyon would be happy and get back in. Hey, you're still a young guy. We want you in a running back rotation. Because I do agree that Kenyon, no matter where he goes, he's not going to be a featured three-down back. He's just not. I don't think he should be. He and I would disagree on that. So, man, listen, you get – I like the touches he got last week.
Yep.
I know he didn't start, and that – listen, that's got to bother you that, you know, guy that's starting and you think it's bad for him. How about Kalen Ballage?
Oof.
How about Kalen Ballage, who we thought had the great camp, was going to start?
He did start early,
big,
right?
And fast, season, yeah. And now, I mean, drops, and he's fallen down to the third guy, barely got any snaps. And meanwhile, I had this vision of Kenyon and Kalen playing together,
right,
and being able to do a lot of things. And they both had drop balls now, don't get me wrong. But everybody on that team got drop balls. If we're to go by drop balls, then ain't nobody playing on this team.
Someone just said, Joe, as a Dolphins fan, I want to be traded too.
No, you. We don't want to lose you.
No.
We don't lose that, but.
We just need to get through the season,
man,
folks.
It's just so frustrating, though. It's just frustrating.
It is.
Like, just keep them and, like, get them going. Part of this, too, man, with all these guys getting benched or not playing, part of the job of the coach is to help these guys get going. It is. I know coaches put in, you know, and your job is to keep your confidence and keep guys up and keep guys going and. You know, I do. I think today's players need a little more stroking than they used to get when I played. Nobody got stroked. You need guys to have a pat on the back and, hey, come on, let's get going and you can do it and those things. You know, and then the other side of it, the guy that is starting is playing well, but he doesn't have nearly – it's not a shot at him. I love him. Watched him in high school. Mm. But he didn't have the talent of the other two guys. Physically – speed, but listen, you get everything, that 200 pounds, you get everything and more. And, you know, you watched him last week and he got his chance. He took advantage of it. So it ain't going away this week. And then the other thing is, can he stay healthy? And then the next guy, and if you got those other guys going, if I ain't playing because of this guy, I'm out. Get me out. I put up with Frank Gore, but I ain't put up with one of the greatest UM guys, but this is a tough one.
Right. Someone said, since we'll spend a lot in free agency, won't we get our compensatory pick for Drake? So why not get some return? No, you just get a trade, whatever the trade is. It's not leaving as a free agent.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're right.
You can't get
a trade pick and a compensatory pick.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Great. Yeah, let's get a 4 out of 5. Yeah.
But It is very frustrating, man. And I do, and I'm glad you called me out. I do. Kenyon is one of my favorites.
No, it's fine. No, you just over the last
couple years. I admit that I got certain guys I'm close to.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
In the hotel, out and do stuff with, not hang out. I'm too old to hang out with anybody.
Right.
Except my grandfather. Except my dog. Right. In my backyard. That's where I hang out. But I do. He is up there as one
of. And that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with having a guy on the team you talk to or you hang with, you know, on the trips. You're on every trip with his team. The difference also is that he talks to you.
Now,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's why I
now
bring
listen,
that up.
My man does go through some highs and lows. I've been through them. I've been next to him on the bus. I go, dude, you ain't talking to me today because everything, or, you know, and try to loosen him up right. A little bit because I got to Joe Rose him a little bit on the plane when when my guys get a little quiet. I go, hey, now, listen, dude, I'm aware of everything going on, but come on, man. How we doing with the ladies, you know, or something? Try to get them going a little bit, man. Yeah. Then they come back.
Doesn't always work great, right?
Yeah, man. It's just 2017, 2016.
The drafts are gone. The drafts are gone. Like, they're gone. Like, look at the one draft we talk about in the last decade that had some really good players in it that we thought. Laramie's gone. Xavier's here and re-signed. Kenyon might be gone. Jakeem is still here. But, like, your top – Minka's gone.
Oh, no.
Charles Harris a bust.
I think Kenyon's going to have great value in the open market.
Yeah, of course. Someone's going to
sign him. Kenyon, they're going to look at his age, number one. He's a young, young guy.
With not a lot of touches.
And he got a lot of tread left on the tires because of the way he's been used. He's had great games against a lot of teams. He's had some games that you go back and you're going, wow, what if he played even more, which I've always been worried about, that he goes back to his injury problems if he plays too much. But, hey, he'd be a great pickup for somebody. He'll be a motivated dude, man, going somewhere else. And, you know, he's trying to get paid. He just wants to get one more contract. He's going to have another contract. It's just a matter of how much money. And I would break this to everybody. If it's about money, running back ain't the position to be playing if you're a part-time running back, because look what's going on. And you need him because a lot of guys are going down. I'll tell you whose offense I'd love to see him in. How good would he be in the Rams offense?
Oh, I remember we said that after the other day.
Rams offense like that where all the different things he can do. I don't know, man. I just
catches the ball to the backfield.
Very disappointing. And you know what? Last year and the year before, he had so many 40-yard runs, man. He made those 40-yard runs look pretty easy. Things that he was able to do. Right. So anyway, whatever, man.
It stinks. It just stinks because now all of a sudden it's all over the place. Rappaport's, reporting it. Pro Football Talk just put an article out now. Dolphins have discussed the Kenyon Drake trade. Like, it's out there now. And normally when there's smoke,
so let
fire.
Me see. So every guy that goes, hey, I'd like to go somewhere else.
Is going to be gone.
So we just line up at Chris's office, Brian or Chris's office. Who's next? Coach, I want out. Are we just going to let everybody go?
I mean, I guess.
That's been a topic, like, right? That's one of the topics we have. Like, so every guy that's like, hey, man, you're going to play him? I'm out. This ain't, you know, I'm mad. Maybe you didn't like the way the play or the way that ended, whatever. But you can't let everybody out, man.
No.
We'll just play guys want to be here. Yeah, that sounds great, Coach, but let's keep some of our good players, too. Sounds good. I mean, I know. Hey, I got you, old school. But
plenty of guys would want to be on that football team just to have a job. And you can't just get rid of all your decent players. You can't.
Oh, we got a lot of guys glad to be in the league and getting a chance, and why not?
You can't have a whole team of that,
We'll do that Friday morning. You want to come back, and the guys glad to have a job, guys.
No.
We'll go through that. That part of the roster.
I'm afraid
glad to be playing. I'm glad to have a job right here with you in the morning.
Well,
nobody's gotten rid of us. Nobody's called us in.
Not yet. I haven't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.